To our dear parents, we have been exposed to very traumatic events over this Yontif, Simchas Torah, in our own neighborhood, the sirens and the rockets that caused a tremendous amount of fright for many of us. The fact that boys from our neighborhood are taken to the army, their lives are in danger. And the main tragedy that has befallen all of us, the loss of many hundreds of our dear brothers and sisters, and many of them we don't even know are still in captivity. It's hard to imagine what they must be going through. We believe and know that everything that happens in this world happens for a purpose. We don't always know 100% the purpose, but there's always things we could learn. The Mishnah says that in the period before Mashiach, we will reach a point of Ein lanu liyishon el avinu shebashamayim. We have nothing we could rely on other than our Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Unfortunately, we've got another message with the tremendous expertise that we have in the defense system of our country. Such a thing happened. This is something hashgach elyona, something hard to understand, and it's important for us not to try to explain and give criticism. That's not what Hashem wants us to do at this point of time. What happened, happened. And there's a message for us that we have nothing we can rely on, but we have something we can really, really rely on. That's our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you may ask, if it's our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so how are we going through all these tzaras that are happening? There's a question that was already brought up by the Nevi'im after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Novi Yirmiyahu stopped saying HaGibor, that Hashem is the powerful God, because he says we don't see it. Obviously he believed it, but he said we don't see it. Hashem seems to have been overpowered by the Goyim who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. How could we say he is the almighty, powerful God? Neil stopped saying, Noira, awesome. The Jews are being taken into bondage, slavery. Where do we see the awe that the Goyim have for Hashem and his nation? But in Ashmones we do say, Hakel, Hagodl, Hagibel, Vanoira. The Ashek Nesak Doila taught us that the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was not because of Chas V'Shalom, weakness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power of the other nations. It was Davka, something that Hashem felt was necessary for the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael, to bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were straying further and further away, going after Avodah Zarah. We had a need to come back, and the Bayi Sheni were going after those Averis. They explained that Hagibel means that Hashem is Kaviyochel Koivesh is Yitzhar. His desire is to destroy every Russian in the world immediately. He doesn't want there to be any evil in the world. But he holds himself back from destroying them because there's a need for us to go through these experiences. These experiences are the things that bring us to our Shleimus, bring us back to Hashem. They test us to see that we're with Hashem and under all circumstances. And these are the things that bring us closer to the Geula of Klal Yisrael. That is the Gibor. The Gibor is that even when it looks like the Goyim are overpowering us, it's the other way around. They should be destroyed on the spot. And Hashem is letting it happen because it's something we need to go through. Hanoira, the awesome God, said Anshei Knesset Gdol, yes, in Golos we still say that. It looks at we're being time and time again attacked by the Goyim and killed, and the worst things happening to us. He says if it wouldn't be for this innate fear that they don't even understand that the goyim have, there wouldn't be one Jew left in the world. And something, when we see what happened yesterday, how in such a short time so much damage could be done. Just think about it. Every day of our lives this could happen, these type of things. And there is that Shmira that Hashem is watching over us. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a Shmira Yisrael, a special Shmira, where we're surrounded inside and outside, every corner, wherever you go. These mazikim are running around, walking around. And even the ones that look nice turn into animals before you know it. It happens time and again. Hashem is watching over us. Hashem is the Almighty. This is something we have to strengthen for ourselves. Living with this feeling. There's another idea which is Vilna Gaon connects to this. Bitochen Hashem and caring for other Jews. Not Tzinus Chinam, Adarabba Ava. Why are the two connected? Why is believing that Hashem is in control always under all circumstances and He's the only one we can rely on? There's no other power, no other force, no other technology we can rely on other than Hashem Himself. How is that connected to the fact that to our ability to have avas achim, loving one another, after echa kamoicha? If we think about it, it's quite simple. If a person does not have a real, true bitochen Hashem, peace of mind that things are under control, he's overwhelmed with all the challenges he has in his own life, whether it be his health, his panosa, emotional issues, family issues. And he's so involved in himself, there's no room in his heart for anybody around him. I'm not even talking about people in a different city, our own family, our own children sometimes. We can be so overwhelmed with our things, so involved in things we're doing, we don't have time of the day to really care and think and talk and interact with our children even in the possible proper fashion. When a person is living a life of bitochen, it gives him a peace of mind. Yes, I have this challenge and the other challenge and the third challenge. But I know it's under control. It's always under control. Hagibo v'anoira. No matter how bad it looks, Hashem is with me. He's guiding me and He's bringing me with opportunities to reach my own shleimus. And when we have that, then I can have more peace of mind. I can disconnect myself from the hardships that I have, whether it be panos or other things. I can disk myself. Today we know with the technology we can be connected to it to the point that nobody else lives in the world. Disconnect from all this stuff and be there for others. Leave room in my heart, starting from my own family, my children. Be there for them. And afterwards, come on together with that, for people in the neighborhood and all of Klal Yisrael, the tremendous tsar that so many people are going through, thousands and thousands of our brothers and sisters going through. Feel it and daven for them. Do what we can. But now we're talking about our own children. It's so important for our children. Especially at these times, there's a feeling of fright, feeling that we have been abandoned, to have the parents strong, the parents having that peace of mind, and giving over that message, we are in Hashem's good hands, and this is for our good, and I'm here for you. We have to be very careful also in our homes, not to expose them. Today, you can have all type of clips and things that are horrifying. If we chas v'shalom let our kids look at these things, we could cause them trauma that's hard to get out of. We have to protect them. Yes, they have to be aware that there's tragedies that starts going around, but not all this extra stuff with audiovisual effects that are just damaging to the child. We have to be there for our children, even if we have curiosity. Overcome our curiosity for our children's sake. This is what Hashem wants us to get out of this. Come on, everybody has his own things which you could be mechazik. I'm just giving some general ideas. Number one is, there's no one we can rely on other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. And the more we rely on Hashem, the more He is there for us. A person who really puts his bitochen, he relies in a real way on Hashem. And he forgoes all those things that are bothering him. And if people are antagonizing him, doesn't disturb him. I'm with Hashem. He has certain financial issues. We'll get past it. I'm going to go with Hashem. And he builds himself up to a position, a feeling of peace of mind. Hashem will show him, I am there for you. This builds up our shmir upon ourselves. That's building up our bitachon Hashem. And like we said, the more bitachon Hashem, real bitachon Hashem we have, we clear up our hearts. Our heart is open for those around us, especially for our children. We're noisy ba'oil. We pay attention to our children. We listen to them. Listen to them as much as we can. Be there for them. Give them that feeling of calmness. And the fact that we are fortunate to be Hashem's special nation, even if it means at times we go through very, very hard things. And that last feeling of we're going through these hard things, but it has a purpose. And it's going to bring us some much better things, the best things that can happen for ourselves. And Bezrat Hashem, best things that can happen for the entire world. Yitz Hashem, the revelation of Hashem's dominion on the entire world, would be as a Mashiach, b'meir v'yameinu.